I'm at the St. Albans Saturday Market today, and it's cold. Not so much sunshine, but still, there's quite a few people here. I couldn't guess. Maybe a couple thousand pass through here in a day. Could be way off. But no matter what the weather, there's always a nice crowd over here at this market. I've been coming over here for a couple of years on Saturdays, getting my bits and pieces, fruit and veg. Especially if you wait till the end of the day, you can get big buckets of veg for only a pound. The marketers are usually here at a really ungodly hour to shut up their stalls and get everything just as they like it. So the display looks just right. I knew a little bit about that because I used to have the occasional craft stall here. So I know from experience that it's not an easy job. It's kind of a fun job though, because it's great talking to the people and the fellow marketers. But there are those times when the business is slow and your feet are freezing. You can make a lot of money at these kind of markets, or you can make a little money. But to me, there's nothing like a market for the no-frills authenticity and the shopping experience. Actually, whenever we travel, we like to visit the local markets if there are any going on when we're there. So we've been to markets throughout Britain, and we visited some in places like New York, Kerala, India, and Italy. I've got a couple of favorite markets that I like to go to in Padova, which is a town near Venice. And it's really kind of exciting because the creativity, the way the marketers do their stalls is so nice. The display of fruit and veg is like a painting or something. And another thing about these fruit and veg stalls, as a voice artist, I'm particularly alert to the voices of the vendors. They're like loud and powerful, but they're not really straining, are they? So a voice teacher of mine kind of solved that mystery for me. She was telling us about her experience once spending the day with a friend who ran a fruit stall. So she told us there's definitely a technique. It's a kind of guttural type of speaking technique that keeps their voices safe and strong so they can just talk at full force. Shoo. What have we got here today? This market's quite large. It's on St. Peter Street in St. Albans. Maybe 3-4 blocks long. They've got leather handbags, freshly baked bread, of course, fruit and veg. Maybe, what? There's about four fruit and veg stalls. They got cheesemonger. Let me see what else they got. Of course, they got clothes, baby clothes, clothes for adults, shoes. We ought to go to the end of the street as well. Oh, there's a cute little shawl on the sheep over there with a blanket. Let's see what else they got here. This looks like something new. In home. Computer repair guy. And they got your pet stalls. And there's one vendor here with a whole table full of big, fat, juicy olives. Maybe he's got about, what, 10, 15 different kinds? A couple of cheesemongers. And there's a lady there, handicraft. Oh gosh, I got some wind here, I better go back. Yeah, I quite like these craft markets. What is it? Kind of individual, unique flavor. Some of the marketers have been doing this for years, so it's like if you frequent their stalls a lot, it's like you greet it almost like an old friend. And it's kind of fun being able to plan your Saturdays if you need some supplies, you know, to go to this stall or that to get special papers for crafts, or if you have a favorite vendor for your books and stuff. You know what day they'll be there, and they're usually in the same place. Oh, it's getting windy again. I better go back to the corner. If you have a favorite vendor, you can usually find them in the same place. So it's just nice, to me, it's a nice cozy experience. I like going to these markets. And, well, every market in different cities, they're all different, set up different, but it's like the same vibe, the same kind of entrepreneurs. Each one's kind of doing their own thing, setting their stall up, setting their prices, setting their merchandise as they see fit. Yeah. I didn't go to market so much in the States until I came here to live in England, but having been here now for about 14 years, I've been to quite a few markets. Yes, it's a very unique thing I find over here in Europe. But then when we went back to New York, I was surprised to see they got some there too. I think they just call them by different name, maybe like flea markets or something. But I think these markets have a very individualistic, unique, cozy kind of feel. People seem to relax as they walk around and chat with their friends, or even if they're by themselves, just kind of browsing. It's like you can do your business and buy what you need to buy, but it's also like just a relaxing time to stroll and sample different foods, chat with the vendors when there's time. I think even when I am 100 years old, if I can get myself from here to there, I'll still be going to markets. That's it for today from the St. Albans Market on St. Peter Street in St. Albans, Hertfordshire.